Go to school, work hard, get good grades. These are all things we have heard from our parents. Not only did our parents tell us this, but it is what society expected us to do. It is a social norm. But what happens when this norm is tested? My father, John Marshall, tested this norm through his high school career.
Where did you go to middle school?
I went to Levering Middle School.
What kind of extracurricular things were you offered because of your intelligence?
Levering offered an MG program, mentally gifted program, for students with a certain IQ.
Why didn't you take this MG program?
I had just come from Masterman grade school and didn't feel that I would be challenged in the MG program in Levering because most of what they were doing I had already done in grade school.
And so why did you leave Masterman?
I left Masterman because in my career at my elementary school, things came very easy to me. And when I got to Masterman, they actually wanted me to work to earn my grades.
So you didn't feel like putting in the work?
Yeah, I didn't feel like putting in the effort. Things came very easy to me in Coppersahickon, and then when I went to Masterman, they wanted me to do work. And since you had to... There was a waiting list for students to get into Masterman. My mother saw that I wasn't actually applying myself to the work that was being assigned to me, and she told me I either needed to buckle down or give the seat to somebody who wanted it. And I foolishly chose to give the seat to somebody who wanted it.
Right. Where did you go to high school?
I went to Roxborough High School.
Can you describe your academic career?
Well, in Roxborough High School, my freshman year, they had something called rapid courses, which were advanced courses. They gave you an extra 0.1 on your grade point average. So if you maintained a high grade point average throughout your high school career, your final GPA would be higher and would... They were college prep courses, so it would increase your chances to get into a good college. I had several rapid courses my freshman year. I did not do well in any of them. I was making poor choices at that point in my life, and the rapid courses that I failed, I had to take two over the summer in order to graduate to 10th grade, and then I took all basic courses for the rest of my high school career because that was a much easier path.
Was there any better high schools that you could have gone to?
Yes, I was accepted into Central High School. The field of selection of high school choices was not as great back in the 80s as it is now, but I was accepted to Central.
Why didn't you go to Central?
I chose Roxborough High School because at that time they had a touring concert choir, and I had looked very forward to being part of that concert choir and performing in their shows, so I chose Roxborough High School over Central.
In elementary school, you were a terrific student. Why didn't you keep this up in high school?
I guess the only accurate answer for that is I got very lazy. In elementary school, everything came very easy to me, and as soon as it was required that I have to do the work for it and earn the grades that I was getting with no effort in grade school, I didn't want to put forth that effort. It was easy to just sit back and let the grades come in. And then when it required effort, I decided that I didn't want to put in that effort. So I took easier courses in order to keep my grades up.
Did any of your teachers approach you in high school to talk to you about not doing the work?
Yes, many of my teachers did. Especially in my freshman year. My freshman year, a lot of my teachers were very disappointed. They were familiar with my academic career prior to my high school. They had access to my records, and they did not understand why I was choosing to squander my educational opportunities, which I'm sure some of them used those were very similar words. Several teachers did try to, you know, encourage me and talk me into taking advantage of the opportunities that were there.
Can you tell us one of those stories?
My senior year, I had a social studies teacher who, at the end of the first marking period, asked me to, you know, stay behind for class, after class. And I stayed behind, and she asked me, I want to talk to you about your report card. And I informed her I was getting a D. And she wanted to know how I knew that. And I explained to her that she had told us in the beginning of the year what percentage of our grade was going to be counted based on what work. You know, a certain percentage for tests, a certain percentage for homework, a certain percentage for a notebook, and a certain percentage for a project. And I explained to her that I scored nothing below a 90 in any of my tests. I handed in an incomplete notebook. I didn't hand in any project. And I only did some of my homework. And based on my grades up to that point, I had earned a D. And she looked at me with frustration and asked me, she said to me, well, if you took the time to figure all that out, why didn't you just do the work? And I explained to her that I didn't have to figure anything out. She told me at the beginning of the year. I explained to her that by the next marking period, I would get my grade up to a C and maintain that C, and maybe by the end of the year get a B just to keep my parents off my back. And she, again, was very frustrated and said, you know, why are you choosing not to do the work? And I told her that it wasn't important to me. And she asked me what college I had planned on going to. I explained to her that I didn't plan on going to college, so therefore the what I was learning there, I didn't need to know. I also told her that I didn't understand if I was scoring everything 90 and above on my test, clearly I was learning what she was teaching. What did it matter if I did a notebook or did a project?
How did your parents feel about you knowing this?
Well, I obviously didn't share stories like that with my parents. My parents were very frustrated by my grades following elementary school because they knew what I was capable of. I frequently heard statements like, you would do much better if you just applied yourself. You're capable of so much more. All you need to do is do the work, even try a little bit to do the work, and you'll do very well. And it just, I was, for lack of a better word, very cocky and arrogant at that point in my life, and was going to show everybody that I knew what I was doing and I could graduate without doing it their way.
So, what do you believe your reason for not doing well in school was?
As I told my my senior social studies teacher, I didn't place much importance on academics at that point in my life. Social life was much more important to me. You know, going to the right parties, hanging with the right people. Which, of course, in hindsight, weren't the right people. But it was much more important to me to go to parties and spend time with my girlfriend and hang out with my friends, you know, find out who had lunch, what period, and cut a class in order to go hang out with my friends. And that was much more important to me at that point in my life than academics were. Hindsight being 20/20, you know, they were very foolish decisions.
Did you have any friends who sort of did the same thing as you?
Surprisingly, no. Most of my friends, most of the people in a lot of... I had several different crowds I hung around with. Most of my closer friends were members of Honor Society. As I mentioned, I went to Roxborough for the concert choir. I was co-president of the concert choir. Some of my best friends were the captain of the football team, the president of the Honor Society, Girls Athletic Association president. That was my circle of friends. I hung around with most of the people who were doing very well academically.
All right, so if neither of you had the same classes, what did you guys talk about?
Well, I liked to read at that point, and I always considered myself rather educated, even though I didn't pursue it in high school. By the time I got to 10th grade, I was still learning things that I had learned in grade school at Masterman because of their advanced curriculum. We talked about, you know, the things teenagers talk about, popular movies, you know, if we were reading the same books. And again, what party was where, who was going to be where, when, who was dating who, typical teenage conversations.
So if you were reading the same books and capable to do the work they were doing, why do you think you didn't?
Well, I guess the best, most honest answer for that is arrogance. I thought that I would be able to graduate from high school, get a good job, and live happily ever after without college. and therefore I didn't see the need to do all the work they were doing. I thought I knew better than my teachers. I thought I knew better than my parents. Again, pretty typical teenage behavior. I deep down probably knew better, but it was more important to me to be, you know, one of the cool kids, one of the, you know, popular kids than it was to be one of the smart kids. I don't know why I continued to hang around with the smart kids because I was a smart kid, just making really bad choices.
If you didn't exactly care about how you did in high school, how did you feel about your children's academic career?
Well, I learned. I learned the hard way how important a successful academic career was. I come from a family of five, and three of my siblings went to college, and one of them didn't, and I did not. And the three that went to college are very successful in what they do, and they have things that I don't have, and they're able to go places and do things that I can't afford to do. So I made sure I stressed to my children the importance of education. I through my experiences, was able to share with them some of my poor choices. And when you go to visit a relative who lives in a big house with five bedrooms and an acre of land, and they say, why don't we have this? I'm able to say to them, because I didn't go to college, and my brother and his wife both did. And that's why they have more things, and they go more places. I didn't put the emphasis on having things, but I put the emphasis on having a more comfortable life, not having to worry about living paycheck to paycheck, which most people without a college degree have to do. If you only got a high school diploma back in the 80s, in this day and age, your career opportunities are limited. I'm now 45 years old, and I have to decide what college credits I want to take in order to advance in the job I'm in now, because I can't go any further without getting college. And it's going to be without getting college credits. And it's going to be a very difficult thing for me to assimilate back into an academic arena when I didn't even participate in it, when it was required by law that I participate in it. So I was able to be frank and honest with my children in why it's so important, why an academic, a successful academic career is important. They see the people in my family and the people they're surrounded by. And they see that the more successful a person is, often is based on how much education they have.
So for you, when was your, like, wake-up call that education was very important?
My wake-up call was probably when my first job in sales. I worked with a lot of people that had a limited educational experience all the way up to bachelor's degrees. I don't think I worked with anybody with a master's when I was in sales. But I found out that just having an associate's or a bachelor's degree, they were started at a higher rate of pay than I was. It didn't matter what their degree was in. If you had college experience, you made more money. My manager was a journalism major, and just based on his education, he was able to succeed he was a greater success in the field of sales, which had nothing to do with his major in college, based on the fact that he had a greater level of education. And that's when it dawned on me that, no, a high school diploma is not going to be enough. Yes, I'm working next to people who went to college and we're doing the same thing, but he's making more money than I am.
While the past generation did not always find education the most important, they realized at some point throughout their life that education is one of the most important and valued things in today's society.